All right, welcome back to Offline, guys. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my podcast that I am doing for the Talent Network. Basically, we're going to be talking about my latest updates in life and stuff. This week has been kind of boring. I don't really do much. I've just been doing school and college stuff. So the last time I recorded, like, actually anything, it was back in last year when I was in high school. It was, like, the first month of me doing this, and then I actually started looking back at the views, and it's like, oh, people actually watch this. And I was like, oh, well, maybe we should actually record something like this. So we're back now, about a year later, and we're doing this, and this episode's not going to be long because, well, if you can see by the title of this episode, you know why I'm not in the most spotty mood right now, but, yeah. For people that don't know what this podcast is, this is a podcast that just we talk about my life, we go through my week, and we talk about what I'm doing, what I did the week before, what I'm doing this week, and what I'm doing the next week, if we have that available. This week, I am just probably going to be just doing my normal. Fast Track should be coming out this week from when I'm aware we got delayed due to the Super Bowl. Since the Super Bowl's done now, we should be coming out this week or the next week. In theory, we hope so. Yeah, the Fast Track is actually going to be pretty good. I'm very excited to see how people react to it. If you want to watch Fast Track, it'll be on Amazon Prime. And then in a few weeks, it'll be on the Telling Entertainment. For people that don't know what happened with the Telling Entertainment, if you haven't seen the last episode of Offline, we reloaded it, redesigned it. It looks a lot better now, I will say that. We changed the entire dynamic of it from it being just like an informational slash streaming service to a completely it's just a streaming service now. So we have a bunch of people on it now. We have small creators. We're using this as a platform to give small creators a spot for people to go and watch them and to learn, to hopefully give them a networking opportunity. Yeah. So this will also be on the Telling Network, or not network, the Telling Entertainment / www.thetelling.net. So that's where that will be. We also have, that's pretty much what's been going on with the Telling Network stuff. The Telling Podcast will be resuming. Should be either next week or the following week. I will probably update that on here as well. Yeah. All right, so from the title of this video, you probably know about this game. So 20 minutes ago, I recorded this. The 49ers versus the Chiefs Super Bowl game lost. As some people may know, I am a 49ers fan. I am not a Chiefs fan. I am not a Chiefs fan because of how the NFL treats Taylor Swift and a bunch of the other teammates. I have personally just not been interested in, I don't care about what celebrities go to the games or what celebrities at the game. I don't care that Taylor Swift's at the game. I just really care about watching football. I just want to watch and just have fun watching football. I think there should be like a separate network if they want to see Taylor. If she goes to the game, I don't care, but like there should be like a set, like how the Nickelodeon had like the SpongeBob, like SpongeBob live stream of the Super Bowl. I feel like there should be one for Taylor Swift at this point. Just have a webcam on her at all times just to see her reaction to stuff. But yeah, it's for a lot of people that know the 49ers, we took a bad beating. We were up and then we went down and then we lost. And we never recovered, meaning that we went into overtime and stuff. For people that didn't watch the game, we went into overtime and we lost to a touchdown. Ridiculous, but well deserved to Patrick. Patrick did it. In my opinion, I feel like Patrick's the only one that actually deserved this win over any of them because, well, I feel like he's just the heart and soul of the team right now. He is a 3-time, I think, Super Bowl champion, so good for him, though, at least. He's proven himself. But yeah, I thought Mr. Relevant, Mr. Brock Purdy, the quarterback, I thought he was going to get his first win. I was really excited. Well, half beginning of it, where I was like, oh, okay, this actually may actually be pretty good. I thought the scripts weren't going to screw us over. I was like, nope. Yeah, that it took a turn for the worst. But we'll be back next year. Same team. I'm not letting the Niners down. I picked this year for the teams. That's why I didn't pick the Rams because the Rams have kind of been just disappointing in general. Same with the Chargers. I'm going to get my start on the Chargers. Ugh, those are just bad. But yeah, that's why I'm kind of a little beat up right now. I know a bunch of the other fans as well that are beat up. But after watching this entire thing, they're just like, oh, we lost because our defense failed. We lost because we didn't take advantage of the points. In the end, that's what killed us, but you can't control that, right? So yeah, that's why I'm not in the most cheery of moods right now, but hopefully next week will be better. And I'll be more happy to have more things to tell you about, but right now I have nothing to tell about it. And I actually kind of forgot that I was recording this, but yeah, so yeah. That's this episode of Offline. Nothing really much to cover. I haven't really done anything. But yeah. Fast Track's coming out. Follow me on socials. Subscribe to where you get your podcasts. And I'll see you next time. Thank you guys for listening.